Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, LA. Hello, whole world. This is Accent On with Ilona Europa, and is the best Accent On ever. How many times we have royalty flying just fresh from... Where did you came from?
I just arrived from Frankfurt, Germany, and before from Monaco. So I had a little stop in front to Germany, but I was actually coming from Monte Carlo, Monaco.
Oh my gosh, did everybody hear this beautiful accent? Who is this gorgeous man? Who are you?
Hello, I'm Prince Mario Max zu Schaumburg-Lippe. I'm from Europe, I'm a prince. And I'm very excited to be back on Accent On with Ilona Europa. And of course, I'm so happy to be back to Los Angeles, California. I just love this country.
And you know what? Because we have five beautiful, smart, and very well-educated, very unusual ladies in a studio with us, including Ilona Europa, we all, when we hear word prince, will be doing like, ah! Like, oh my gosh, I'm a prince! You are a real prince! That's
yes,
scary!
Why scary?
Because
be
they
pleasing.
Normally don't walk on the streets. Princess just doesn't appear like that, you know, in the stories.
We appear, and I appear now at the show, so it's an appearance.
Oh my gosh, you need to stay for the song, because we will be playing a song by Shitania, and I know I have funky accent, everybody knows, Eva Turi, but it's called Taj Mahal, and it's about, I am not Cinderella, but I really am looking for my Prince Charming, and we got one in a studio. Oh my gosh.
And I love your music, Ilona. Last time you gave me beautiful DVDs and CDs to listen to all your music. And I have to tell you a secret. I didn't have a DVD player anymore. So I got one actually for your DVDs.
No.
Yes, because usually I just download. And I got a DVD player. I connected
this
it to my
This is not released
eye.
Yet. It's not the release.
Wow.
You got something that nobody yet saw. Then I have two big...
I feel honored. Very sweet.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, yeah. And you are in my video at Eternal Kiss, which is right now on a dance radio in promotion. And
really?
If everybody wants to click Eternal Kiss on Ilona Europa page or on
And I'm
Accent
in the video.
Page, you are there. You are.
I didn't know yet. I have to tell the European press. They will write an article
not
about
now.
It.
Not now. You will see.
I love
see.
It.
Oh, no, no. You are in the end, because the whole song is clubby, clubby, clubbish. And then I have lots of kisses. And the prince is kissing me in the cheeks.
Oh, how nice.
Yes, and I call this Eternal Kiss, because like I said, how many times you are kissed by a prince. It's so cool. Okay, people don't know that you were two times already on my show.
Yes, I was already two times on the show. And the first time I was on the show when also Ryan Cross was.
And we repeat,
on
Ryan
air.
Cross. Ryan Cross, he's a filmmaker, director.
Yeah, and we all know him
Gorgeous.
From Hitch the Date Doctor. He's
you
a
both
great
were like
actor.
So hot. Oh my God, hot. And
he's
what's
a great
happened?
Friend of mine. Actually, we did hang out a lot together, and then I was invited on air in the show when
I
we
know.
Talk about life to be part of his movie, My Ex Again. And just Ryan just came back actually from Super Bowl, so he was in Phoenix. And he changed a little bit this My Ex Again project. And I just, it's so funny because right at this moment, I just got the line sent by Ryan by text message. And it says, a big time Hollywood director is forced to work with his diva actress ex-wife in order to get their career saving feature film made. So this will be an amazing
Perfect.
Topic. And I'm very excited. I will be co-starring in this movie, playing one of the lead roles. Thanks to Ryan.
And
I hope he's listening.
Yeah, your life. Hi, Ryan. This is amazing. I want like 5% or 10% on any income that all of you make, because this all happened in my show. Or, I don't know, maybe I can get like, I don't know what.
An eternal kiss.
Lipstick.
An
or,
eternal kiss.
Or do eternal kiss or good cake saying thank you, you know, or whatever. But I'm so proud to know you. And outside of that, because when people are in my studio, sometimes unusual things are happening in my head. And obviously, I will be introducing our great guest in a second. We are waiting for one more phone call from Vegas. And this is another unusual story. I just decided to put cool shoes on me like a few weeks ago, not today. And I knew that you will love the shoes. I knew it's like so you that the line of the shoes, I knew they have also men's shoes. And I said, hey, you know, do you like the shoes? And he said, wow, that's cool. I'm like, you know, I think you can have your own line in America. And you know what? I think we'll be having soon phone calls from Las Vegas. And again, on the air, big business will happen. And hopefully, both of you just say hi to each other. And we'll be having Chevy calling to you. You both talk via emails, but never really ear to ear. And then when you will be back on the 12th, Vegas is probably your second home from this moment on. And you'll be having so many shoes. I cannot believe it. I wish they are ladies' shoes, but they will be men's shoes. Then we cannot steal some. Anyway, before everything happens, I would love to fast introduce our beautiful, wonderful, amazing guest. Hello, Dr. Estella.
Oh, hello, Ilan. I'm so excited, so thrilled to be here, especially on a show in which it's so comfortable to have an accent because we are on Accent On. And accents are sexy, definitely are sexy. I'll be back.
And Dr. Estella, you have your own show, Hour Before Me, yes? You have
yes,
your own
exactly.
show.
Yes, exactly. Actually, you know, just an hour ago, we have a beautiful, wonderful show with Prince Max, Mario Max as well, on Live Today with John Johnson and Mason Burrow and myself. And we just love LA Talk Radio. It's wonderful family. We all get along, and it's wonderful to be here.
I am so excited because many months ago, we were working also together with Dr. Estella.
It's already more than a year. Believe it or not.
I still love the topic. There was a little scary topic because you are a doctor, a real doctor. Could you tell us what you are doing?
So we have a real doctor and we have a real prince. Well, actually, you know, yes, I'm also a certified sex therapist.
Everybody,
it's like the big word, you know, that everybody wants to talk about, but everybody denies that they want to talk about it. So I'm kind of like, you know, the Dr. Ruth, if you will, in Spanish television and Spanish radio. And actually, I'm writing a book that hopefully, you know, as soon as I have it finished, it's getting there. It's going to be a wonderful exploration of the sensuality of our whole body, piece by piece.
I just cannot wait to have you back and talk about the book. The questions are very unusual, obvious, and sometimes they're comfortable or not comfortable, but we all need the answer sometimes. And you are the one who doing the most beautiful way you always were describing.
And actually, you may not know this, but you know, both Prince Mario Max and myself, we've been casted in a movie that it's a Vietnam movie, it's a drama, and Prince Mario Max is going to be a general, I believe, right?
Or a German diplomat.
A German diplomat, and I'm one of the main actresses in the film. It's called, I've just blocked it. With Honors, I apologize. Okay. You know, the film is called With Honors, and it's just like a wonderful, very touching, inspirational, based on the true story film that will soon hopefully start filming.
I think, Mr. Prince, you will be just living forever in Hollywood. We'll never let you go.
I love to. Actually, I have plans to get myself over to Los Angeles. And the future is definitely going to happen in LA. I love this country. I love, the American girls. It's beautiful here.
I love it. Okay.
What do you mean, the American girls?
Okay. I really think like it's a time to also introduce my very, very important guest, main guest also, on the show. And maybe Sarita. I love you. You were here a few times already because you are mother of amazing, talented singers. Shitanya, you can say right away, and Raju, they're your babies. And one is 12, another is almost 16, or is 16 years old. We'll be listening to the songs. But fact is that we have this friendship going on, and you are a very smart lady, very intellectual, and you love so much education. And now, because of you, we have amazing guests in the studio. Could you? Right away, without an accent, tell us the names of our guests.
Thank you, Ilana. I'd love to introduce Mrs. Lakshmi Chundu. She is a philanthropist and she organizes a lot of youth upliftment shows and charity shows. She is known for driving eye surgeries for poor in India, and she brings in a lot of good talent from India, like the famous filmmakers, the musicians, and propagates the culture and traditions of India in USA. So really privileged to have you here, Mrs. Lakshmi.
Thank you.
This is a beautiful name, Lakshmi. Yes,
that's it's the name of a goddess. Goddess wow. Lakshmi.
Oh, gosh. Beautiful.
Goddess who brings in wealth to the community.
We like that. We liked it a lot. And we have another beautiful guest, and he's very close to my heart because I cannot really dance well, but we have amazing choreographer and dancer. And the name?
And she is Niharika. Her name is Niharika. And she's my cousin. I love her. And she is a dancer by profession. I would say very well educated, an engineer, dedicated herself to the art of dance. She has won many gold medals. She's a child prodigy. She won gold medals in two genres in Indian cultural dance called Kuchipudi and Bharatanatyam.
Now, everybody understand, I couldn't say it the right way, all of these things. But we'll talk a little bit more. For right now, I think it's time for a little breather. And we will be listening to Taj Mahal. And we'll be continue with the story about this. Oh, no, we'll not, because we have Vegas on our line. Okay. Hello, Vegas.
Hello, Las Vegas here. How's L.A.?
Oh, okay. Hi, Chevy. Is your beautiful wife with you? Or we have a pleasure to talk all know the big boss of the great company?
She is preparing for our trip to South America the first thing in the morning.
Gosh, people, I love accent on. Everybody somewhere. And from time to time, we have so many beautiful accents in my studio. But today, Chevy, could you tell us what is your company? And we'll explain why you are calling in a second. What is your company name?
Sure. Thanks, Alana. Our company is Rockwell Tharp Boots and Handbags, and we are based in Las Vegas, and we sell exquisite boots and handbags to ladies and men all over the United States, Europe, and Canada.
And like I said, a few weeks ago, I just put one of the boots that I was having, I don't know how many pair of shoes I have, maybe two or three, I need more. But anyway, I felt that our beautiful prince, Mario Max, will see and talk to me about what is this. I was 100% right. Okay, hello, Mario Max. Could you say hi to Chevy, because you both talk via email, but never really yet.
Exactly. So I'm very, very excited to talk to you now live on air on the radio, Chevy. And I was emailing with Christy and with Cameron. And so we all kind of get together by email because we have some great project. We want to put together a new line, a royal shoe line of amazing design and of the fantastic Rockwell Tharp boots quality. And what we're going to combine is the quality of Rockwell Tharp boots with new designs, put this idea together, and then create a shoe that will be available for the client who purchases a beautiful quality, beautiful design, and to a price that's still affordable, that's not crazy. So we want to set something really new to the market, and I'm sure we are getting a lot of attention on the trade shows where we want to present it, or in the media. And the media, because I didn't really yet talk about it,
absolutely.
First today is the first time anyone is hearing about it, and the media will be so interested to pick it up, and we're very, very excited about this project, and I can't wait that we arrange a meeting either in LA or in Las Vegas. And yeah, so
hi Chevy, what do you think about
hi.
That?
I'm elated. I love every word I heard from Prince Mario Max, and I think it's fantastic, and we're excited about the opportunity too for a new royal shoe line. And Rockwell Tharp is definitely the the partner to come up with something that's creative and unique and can really bring something new to the market and new to showcase. And we think the media would definitely pick up on it and love it and run with it. And Mario Max, we're excited.
Yeah, we're going to do this great. And we have so many new ideas how to market the new product, because the product speaks by itself, quality-wise, design-wise. And from the marketing perspective, it's going to be a completely new era, because we have a story behind. We have something that combines two worlds. There is this established quality shoe line combined with the history of my family, a 1,000 years old history. And these two factors combined will create something unique, something new, and something very interesting. And it's something also everlasting, because what I think about the project is that this is going to be something to last. It's not a one-time shot. It's something that will be there forever. So we're establishing a shoe line that will be there forever. So you can depend on the quality. You can rely on the product, and you can always get the new designs every season, every two seasons, whenever your shoes are worn out, or when you just feel of getting new shoes. You just go and get one of the new Royal Prince Mary Max line shoes, and that's
and
a
I had
thing.
A pleasure to work with Chevy and Christy three years ago. We were working with big charitable organization childhelp.org, and I know, Chevy, your heart is in the right place. You always love to give before you take, and we had many beautiful nights in Vegas and outside of Vegas talking dreams and what the shoe can take all of us. I never thought that one day I would be having Prince in my on LA Talk Radio on my show, and I will put the shoes on, and I knew it, he will go crazy for them. And it's funny, because we have ladies and they're like, what shoes, what you are talking about, we want a shoes now. I will show them. The shoes are amazing, colorful, leather is amazing, fabrics are amazing. It's just something that every woman needs to have in a closet.
And every guy too. I think it's the most fabulous shoe line ever.
Absolutely.
Been there. I did some research the last days. I was walking through all these famous stores that I also do shoe lines, like Christian Louboutin or Louis Vuitton shoe line, Gucci shoe line. And then I had a look again at the shoe line we are talking about. And I was just thinking, my goodness, it's so innovative. There is nothing like that. The Rockwell Tharp Royal line will be so different. So you can compare it to any other product on the market. Yep. And this is something special. So if you want to buy a shoe, you just get a shoe that not the next one at the next table is wearing too. They are so special.
And they will be royal.
And they are royal.
And they're really
for
royal.
Yourself. They have a statement. They are not only shoes, they're also a statement.
Absolutely.
A statement for life. For lifestyle, open mind, creativity, fun in life, success. And this statement is all combined with this new line of Rockwell Tharp.
I love it. Chevy, this is the best what we all can do, because I know you're flying always somewhere. And this time we got lucky to have all of us in one place. After 12, we'll be contacting you again for the dates. And whatever will happen, there will be the beautiful journey to the Royal line for Mario Max.
You know what? We've all been patient, but good things come to those who wait, and we're there. Let's do it.
We're excited. And I'm also excited to travel with you, so we will go to trade shows together. I will be present there, because we can create a momentum for the press.
He can create momentum, trust me.
Good thing.
He can create momentum. Anyway, I love you. We have just the most good time to catch everybody in this perfect moment, because the moment like that doesn't happen. You are flying out, and Mr. Beautiful Prince is flying also in somewhere, but you will be back. Yes?
I'll be back.
Thank you so much.
Yes. And Prince Mario Max, let's go.
Say hi to Christy. We love you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Love you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, we were talking about Shitanya and Raju and beautiful song that everybody needs to listen, and then I'm sorry, I know that Dr. Estela and Prince Mario Max need to leave for dinner with Kylie. Yes, whatever.
We're going to a family dinner.
The family dinner. We all know this family, and we love your family. We love your family. That's for
Thank
sure.
You.
And then say hi to all family. We are big fans of it.
I love Dr. Estela. She's so fun. And when she told me about her family, I was excited because I didn't know who all is her family. Kyle Richards and Paris Hilton, Nikki Hilton, it's all relatives.
My daughter-in-law's family, not
Exactly.
That's your family.
Her amazing son, who is intelligent and smart.
And my daughter, she's
real estate
the best.
And her daughter. Oh, my goodness.
Okay,
family.
Don't let me start about my daughter. Exactly. Anyway, but now...
And your daughter
is the best singer, Ilona. I have heard last time you showed us the video and we heard her singing.
I know.
And I am so excited. How is her singing career going and pursuing?
She's just finishing USC. In 3 months, she will get her degree in music business, I'm repeating, music business, God, thank you. And then whatever she's filming, she will be creating her company, Type A Entertainment, will be creating video for Shitanya and Raju, Ivaturi, and now we are playing Taj Mahal. And then both of you need to, or can, leave if you must. That's so sad. Anyway, Taj Mahal.
Taj Mahal.
Gosh, I wish everybody was here. Obviously, you know, Shitanya is 12 years old. She sounds like she's 15, 16. Raju is 16. I'm working with them for almost a year and a half, writing songs for them, co-writing with them. Shitanya is done with her album. We are doing photo session. We are doing for this song, of course, video. And like I said, Jerry Jones, you did amazing backing track. And again, Jerry Jones is from Texas. From Texas. He has nothing to do with the culture that he represents and arrangement in the song, but what a genius. And of course, Dan Solovitz put amazing effort to put the song together. And just, I think it's magic. This song is magical. And again, she wants to have a prince. And Prince is here. And
I love this song. You can't imagine. We were just dancing all through this song now.
That's right, Prince.
It gets you. It gets into your body. It gets into your brand. I love this song.
I'm so happy.
It really takes you.
Then we'll be taking the song to radio promotion. I know that young people like that, they don't belong in a club scene. Although, like I say, why not? Why young people cannot dance to something that's young, beautiful, fresh, and just describe culture and just puts the bridge between, you know, world and culture that Chaitanya and Raju and all of us, in a way, because now I'm part of all of you country culture too. Why we cannot start something big, and hopefully we will do. Anyway, I know, Mr. I love you, Prince. Oh, I got my own Prince coming to my accent on show, and I know you need to leave, Dr. Estella. You can take him and feed him, because we need him back, because we need a shoe line. We need him in the movies and break the American girls' hearts. Then it's okay. And I need to focus on my wonderful, amazing guest. We are talking about dancing. Okay.
Yes, that's right, Ilona.
Okay, I don't know. I can describe and read everything about your career, which started in age of 3. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, but you have so many awards, and I cannot pronounce all these amazing influences. The people, could you do this pleasure to us and just tell us who you are and your journey? 25 years of successful journey to being dancer, choreographer, and some MBA person with some unusual degree that, oh my gosh, don't get me closer to it. But I want to talk about dance right now. Yes.
Hi, Ilona. This is Niharika. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having us on the show.
Of course.
Yes. Like you said, I started dancing at a very young age and couldn't stop dancing since then. You know, there was a time in my life when I had to stop dancing for a little bit. And my mom, my dad, they would look at me and like, gosh, I can't even see your face if you don't dance. Even now, my husband, he tells me when I come home after a dance class, he tells, oh my God, your face glows when you, you know, teach dance or when you actually dance and come. Yeah. So, yeah, it is part of my life, which I never thought it would become. I just started, you know, learning dance just like all other kids, just for fun, you know, because my parents put me in dance class and, yeah, I kind of started dancing.
And in a way, is this, I know the Prince... I know.
Listening to Accent On by Ilona, and this is fascinating. And, well, it's
somehow
about dancing now. Dancing combines, music combines.
Culture.
And if there would be more music, more dancing, then there is less stress and fights and things like that. It's so true.
And we didn't say that you own a big nightclub then. I don't know where would this all go, but you know what? I don't know what is better when music and dance is around, for sure. And sweet people like today in the studio, you can leave. You can open the door and squeak.
Bye, guys. Thank you so much.
See you in 2 weeks.
Soon.
Yes,
thank you so much, and it's such a pleasure and honor to meet you all. And keep up with the good work, Ilona.
Thank you so much.
Keep up with the good work with your dancing.
Thank you.
We will be listening as we drive.
Oh, that's so cute. thank you so much.
Thank you.
And see you in 2-3 weeks. Be safe, okay? Be safe, both of you. Okay, eat well. I'm hungry. I'm so hungry. Oh my gosh, I'm so hungry. I'm so hungry. Okay. I want to go back to, because you are mentioning that you were raised in, where you were raised.
I was raised in India.
Okay, but your parents had identical issues like I had with my 3-year-old girl, because she wanted to dance and she was dancing all her life, and you were in India, that's all was your love. And really what I'm saying, that doesn't really matter where we live, where we were born, children are the future, and children is something that you need to care about the education, about the roots they're bringing, especially into America. And obviously, Accent On is the show that brings culture together. And obviously, my dream is right now to brand Accent On a show that we can cross over guests. If this will be Accent On Austria, okay, then we have guests who are coming on a bus show. If we have Accent On India, we can bring actors, book writers, and they're not only on a show that is about India. They're coming to Accent On, and then mingle, commingle. We all want to know people who are changing the world, and that's my goal. Okay, I'm not so about me and Accent. I need to say little and very fast switch to very important person who, like she said, she doesn't like to be upfront. She likes to act and work and do good behind the scene. Could you give us again in your own beautiful voice your name?
Hi, Ilona. My name is Lakshmi Chandu. Thank you for having us here.
This is my first time on the radio show. So
you enjoy yourself, yes?
I am a little bit nervous. But
oh, you are not. But we have fun. This is one of those radio. People like to come to Accent On because it's always unusual stuff is happening. And it's like, you never know if people understand me even. And I don't care. You know, that's my power. If you don't understand, listen again. Okay? Okay, but you are very, very special, very unusual. You are a philanthropist. You are a lady who just... youth is something that you care deeply about, and you put a lot of work, a lot of years, okay, into very important organization. Could you tell us about this organization? Is this 2008? Did you?
I started this organization 2006. It's called Indian Youth Association of North America, IANA. I've been involved in a lot of organizations. I wanted to show our kids are the future. So yeah. Then one day my kids said, instead of one language, one specific, start something with all Indian kids. And so I formed this organization, and we started doing a lot of... when I first came to this country, I was very young. We didn't have teachers like Niharika to teach us dances.
Yeah.
So with the adjusting to culture, both you know American culture and coming home and with the you know staying with our culture... As I had kids and they grew up, and then I wanted to do something for our kids and show them how much we appreciate their adapting to both cultures.
Yes, and it's sometimes not easy.
It's
because
not easy.
In a home, I know how this is. I'm from Poland, of course. I love to cook my Polish food. I remember my daughter not appreciating for a long, long time Polish food. She was born here. I have another daughter who is in Belgium. But the fact is that Natasha, she didn't like Polish food. And over the years, she just loves it. And when she's in Poland, that's all what she's talking about, the food and culture. And just I know that it's our job. It's not them to discover. We need to bring to the attention, yes?
Yeah. It is definitely our job to show our kids, you know, it doesn't matter what country you're from. You need to have that culture. That's what identifies you. So
yeah.
With our kids, the way they're, you know, how educated, how, like Chaitanya, you know, the amazing singing talent and, you know, other kids' dances in different ways. I wanted to bring our kids' talent out there to show everybody, we do appreciate you kids, you know, adapting to both cultures and doing what you're doing.
It's a hard work because they go after school. They just really need to put so much time into outside of school, you know, nice dance classes and whatever is the next things that mommy and daddy said you need to maybe do it. But after a while, they love to do it. And I know that I still say Chaitanya, but oh my gosh, Chaitanya. I'm teaching this girl and I'm developing her talent for a year and a half, but I have my funky way of saying her name. I hope all of you forgive me for that. But the fact is that the girl is coming Sunday, Saturday from the dance classes. She loves it. She loves everything. She likes recording, writing. The same with Raju. I was saying yesterday to him, we had lesson on Sunday. Of course, 2 hours, we wrote another song. I'm like, what about the football? I said, football what? I got stuff to do. You know, I know I'm not saying nothing wrong with football, but to be honest, this boy is getting ready for college. And you know what the priorities, and it's like just not even sadness in his, it's just he knows place in his life. Then I will like switch right away to mother, Sarita Ivaturi. You are amazing lady. You are very gentle soul also. You pick up the baby, we become friends, and still I wish we spend more time, but your children are very unusual babies. You know, Chaitanya is writing books. You know, it's so funny because she picks up from bookshelf, from my studio, books and books. When brother is singing, she's just reading. She's taking book to her home. She's coming back, you know, with the same book, different book, always reading. She will not spend time in my place when she doesn't sing, doing nothing. Sometimes she plays with my doggy, but mostly as a books, but the same Raju, you know, it's just lovely to see so smart children. How did you do that? What do you do to them? What do you put in their food?
I wish I could put something in their food, but it comes from our heritage, from the progeny, right? I think we come from a literary family. My father-in-law is a writer, a famous writer back in India, in Andhra Pradesh, well known for his books published. And his dad, like my husband, he himself is a good critic. My mother-in-law is a good critic, writer too. It comes with the family. It's our heritage, basically. They love reading books. I was not an ardent reader like my kids, but they picked up from their dad.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And obviously, we are talking about the businesses that we represent. In a way, we are talking about the youth organization. Lakshmi, what is the name of the organization?
It's Indian Youth Association of North America. It's www.ayana.org.
And of course, everybody, please go right away to Accent On, and we'll be having all this information on LA Talk Radio and iTunes and the Stitchers. A link will be there. I really think, you know, it's just, I think India culture is hot because we had great movies, you know, Oscars winning movies, and music is crazy. Dance music, electronica music has influence also from your culture. People are beautiful. Children are smart, too smart almost. We are like, where are we, you know, behind them. But that's true. Then we need to just look at what you all do right. And just maybe influence our children and other cultures. Say, just look at these children. They work very hard, but they love it. They love it. Okay? Okay, where is your place? Because you have two schools, yes? Dance schools right now.
Yes. The dance school is actually called School of Indian Traditional Arts. Short form is SITA, S-I-T-A. My husband actually came up with the acronym and the name of it. I love the name. So the website is www.sitausa.com.
And again, everybody goes to Accent On. And please, please leave us with your likes. I know you like, everybody likes the post, but we also want to know that you like our page. And, you know, I have the song, Shitanya, she loves charitable causes. Mm-hmm. I love too. And we know that we had this 10 songs album, and we knew that we need to also give back in one of the songs. We need to just have a song that when we'll be having beautiful charitable events, Shitanya can sing something of, I just want to give back and help somebody to be better or just healthier. And I had this song. I wrote a song a few years ago. I have many, many versions of this song, but none of artists sung like this beautiful girl. This is my favorite, and I know that we'll be listening to this song in many, many charitable events and will make a difference in the world. Okay, the name is Teardrop. Please listen to this beautiful voice, and just song is amazing. Way how she sings, 12 years old. Record companies, please listen. We'll be knocking to all your doors. We need money for next album. The girl cannot stop writing, composing. We need to get her closer to just open door to everybody's hearts. And I think Teardrop can do that.
Whoa, my
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Beautiful song, Ilona. Your best, one of the best writers
of yours. Yeah, I know. It's just amazing. You know, sometimes song is waiting for the right artist, and I think I got one for this song. It's amazing. You know, you write songs and you never know who one day, you know, just makes the best of it. And it's not me. I wrote the song. I never really recorded. I was just waiting for her.
It's beautiful. It's very impressive for a small kid of that age to sing such a meaningful and such in-depth song and
beautiful
to
message.
Convey the meaning right. You know, it's a song that has moved all of us.
Oh, thank you so much. And I need to go back to reality because, like we say, we are here talking about culture, about youth, and about working behind the scenes. You know, the behind the scenes, I always say everybody likes to be up front, like me. I like to be always up front. I'm a singer, songwriter. I'm writing always on the stage. I just love limelight. Okay? Okay. Why? Why not up front? Why behind a stage, Lakshmi? Please tell us.
I don't know. I never... I wanted to show our kids what they're about and how talented they are, how smart they are. And I don't feel I need to be on that stage and, you know, show myself. I think our kids, like Chaitanya, example. I mean, God, I knew her, but I am just blown away listening to her song right now. So I don't even know. I don't have words. I mean, it's amazing how talented kids are.
Year and a half, she was, like I say, on my beautiful living room, tiny living room. We had a life upside down, and 3 years ago in my life also, you know, everything was wrong. And this baby comes, the child, 11 years old, plays with my dog, with another lady, girl singing, just friends. And I hear her voice. I'm like, God, give me this girl. I want to work with her. And for 6 months, I didn't hear from her mommy because mama was, you know, for whatever reason. And, but eventually, 6 months later, she called me and said, I think Chaitanya is ready for singing lessons. And it was a heaven. You know, it's just the, it's not what you need to be togetherness. What I'm saying, you need to have a recipient, and the child always knows if you give them the best. Yes, all of us know that if we give them the best of us, they know right away we mean it. Okay, but you also are dealing with a grown-up world. Okay, Lakshmi, I see something, and I need to read this because we are. Yeah, I need to. Sorry, cultural head of North American Telugu Society, NATS. I need to know what is this. Sounds so important. I know it is very important.
It's a Telugu community. It's a specific from south of India, Andhra Pradesh, and we speak the language. So they have a huge convention coming up in July in Anaheim Convention Center.
Yes.
So,
And what does it represent? Is it represent the best of India, the best of art, culture? What is the structure
best
about?
Best of art and culture in the United States.
You see, that's what, in a cute way, drives me crazy because I know, in a way, this is big event that probably outsiders never even think so much. Oh, we want to know deeper. We want to learn more. Or maybe I'm wrong. Is it easy to break this type of big event outside of the culture? Or this is really like directed towards, you know, towards India,
it's,
the people?
It's directly more towards Telugu culture.
Yes.
That's what they're trying to promote. The kids and, you know, the families who are, you know, raising our kids here, and they want to promote the culture and show our kids the Telugu language.
But if I have my baby and called baby, she's 21 right now. But if she would like to take her lessons from you, will this be okay?
Yeah.
Then you are teaching everybody. Yes, everybody who just loves
art,
the style and
art,
I know,
has
Bollywood.
No language. Art has no borders. Art has no limits. The more you learn, the more you grow. The more you learn, the better you get. You know, it's like, you know, people, kids who do art or sports or anything else, in addition to their academics, they do better overall because each feeds into the other.
Yes.
You know, it's like best of both worlds.
And, absolutely.
And today's world, it's a, you know, it's a global melting pot. You know, there is no difference between cultures. You know, everybody is learning the best from
each
other and growing.
We need to work harder to bring all people together and mix them, make them happy and just take from every culture something and include, you know, in their own. And how many children in your 25 years career did you teach dance?
Oh my goodness. I don't know. I've actually moved so many locations. Even when I was learning back in India, my teacher used to put me in charge of teaching other younger kids who come in. You know, that's how I became stronger and, you know, as a dancer myself.
But I know the keeping students coming back is not easy. You know, I have students who are for 5-6 years with me, and they came when they were 11, they're 21, and they're doing the big project. They're all in Juilliard, they have theater schools. They really never left me. You know, and I know that some also children come and go and you never see them. It's just always, you know, to find the one that is for them, the Algerian culture is so important. And whatever the next step in life, you know, is important for them. Then I'm sure you have coming going students, but also some that are for years with
yes,
you.
Yes, I have some who are for years. I actually almost all my students who have ever learned dance from me have never given up on dance. In some way or the other, they're still connected with the culture. They're still, some of them are continuing to dance, if not from me, somebody else, because I've moved locations.
Yeah,
but
they need to travel with you.
Yeah.
Where's my teacher?
I wish I can take all of them with me.
Yeah.
But they've been dancing all their life. They are actually, some of them are in universities. They are promoting dance. They are organizing competitions. They are actually in the television industry. They are promoting Indian culture, Indian art. I'm so, so proud of all my students who have ever stepped foot in my dance class.
Wow. And my dream, I have this big dream. Not long ago, head of LA Talk Radio, Sam, a really dear friend of mine, and he believed in me. I always said, what if people don't listen? He said, then we take you off the air. I'm like, oh, thank you. But 2 years later, I am doing okay. But he's doing something very special right now. He also has TV. Then he has cost more money, but really you can go and bring your beautiful, unusual, very important guest, and you can film also the interview, and then you can post whatever you want to post. And that's something that obviously I would love to do too, because we all have a people that we want everybody know about them, and they just need to be shown and talked to, and just, like I say, mingle, mix with, not only direction, one direction. They need to be part of our lives, like Mr., you know, our beautiful Max, Prince Max, yes, and Mario, we love you. You know, you take a time to just come here, and he's really busy. He's a charming gentleman, but he's a doctor. He's a very smart man, you know, and businessman, owns clubs. But when you will see him on the street, his charm is just charming. He's like Prince Charming, you know, in a cool way. And he has a time to just stop by, and it just makes me feel very special.
Oh, that speaks volumes, yes.
Yeah, speaks volume, okay. And you never know when life, all of us, will take us, because I feel that we are flying to Europe doing some Chitanya good concert and whoever, whatever we'll be doing the next, because we will, okay? If we can, how we can find you? Please, one more time, all the links, the best way to get you.
The best way to get me is on my website, which is www.sitausa.com. And from there, you also have links to my Facebook. And, you know, you can find me.
And on LA Talk Radio, because we'll be posting everything
yes.
at night. And, of course, on my Accent On a Facebook page, too. Okay, Lakshmi, when we want to find you, because you are this mystical lady, you are smiling, you have, like, good time. But really, you know, you are the strong woman philanthropist. You really know what you are doing. You are putting your time, effort, probably a lot of, I don't want to say money, but that's all cost money. Obviously, you need to be a person like that, and you believe what you are doing. And youth is something that you are dedicated to.
Yes.
We all are. How cool is this, okay? Then how we can find you? Anybody can find you? Anybody can contact you? Or better, no contacting you?
No, they can contact me. I think the website is www.iyana.org. We have a competition coming up in April. So.
Oh, we will be talking about that. I'm hoping we will bring some beautiful young stars, and we'll see what they can say about their feelings when they are on the stage and the importance of it. And you never know, maybe I have a bigger plans. I always have plans, you know, but we'll be talking later about
and
bigger
I want
plans.
To add,
yes?
If you don't mind, Ilona,
yeah.
All the high schoolers listening to this show today, please remember that you can volunteer, and
yes.
Please do access Mrs. Lakshmi if you need volunteering hours.
I love you. And I will, hopefully everybody will come back to my
little funny show.
Oh, we had fun, definitely.
And what I love the most that we have an accent, and somehow, somewhere, we understand each other.
Yes, we do.
I need to slow down. The people say, the Vegas people say, Lona, I'm begging you, speak slowly. Okay. I love you all. I have no chance. You know, I cannot even play my own song, which that hurts me. But that's life. Okay. What time is? Oh, I need to say bye. Okay. Goodbye. Till next time.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.